Well, good morning. We have the Old Testament reading this morning out of Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5 and verse 10. Now, Jonah was a missionary that today in church we have the Alford family, which is missionaries in Sri Lanka. So if you listened to this earlier and hope and pray you can come and listen to the missionary's report and come together. But I just wanted to share with you as we take and read the Old Testament lesson this morning out of Jonah. The book of Jonah is a story of a person who ran away from God. God wanted Jonah to travel to the wicked city of Nineveh in a foreign land and preach to the people there. These were not just any people. They were the greatest enemies of Israel, known for their glorification of evil, their brutal torture practices. And Jonah's assignment was to call the people of Nineveh to repent and turn to God. Now, Jonah was afraid that they actually would do that turn and that God actually would forgive them. He could not imagine the evil Assyrians getting out of the judgment that they so richly deserved. And he could understand forgiveness supplied in full measure to his own people. But that people at Nineveh, that's a little hard to handle. Jonah chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and then dropping down to verse 10. Then the Lord spoke to Jonah a second time. Get up and go to the great city of Nineveh, and deliver the message of judgment I have given you. This time Jonah obeyed the Lord's command and went to Nineveh, a city so large that it took 3 days to see it all. On the day that Jonah entered the city, he shouted to the crowd, 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. Well, the people of Nineveh believed God's message and formed the greatest to the least, and they decided to go without food and wear sackcloth to show their sorrow. And then in verse 10, and when God saw that they had put a stop to their evil ways, he had mercy on them and didn't carry out the destruction that he had threatened. That's called repentance, seeking God's grace for forgiveness. Amen. Well, have a good day. Hope to see you in church sometime soon. We sorely miss y'all. We enjoy doing the online service, but we sure like to see you in person. God bless. Have a wonderful day.